The 2014 Ebola outbreak is the largest in history and the first Ebola epidemic the world has ever seen, affecting multiple countries in West Africa. Ebola is a rare and deadly disease caused by infection with one of the Ebola virus strains. It can affect humans and non-human primates, such as monkeys, gorillas, and chimpanzees. When an infection does occur in humans, the virus can be spread in several ways to others. It can be spread through blood or body fluids of a person who is sick with Ebola, through infected animals, and via objects such as needles and syringes that have been contaminated with the virus. Ebola is not spread through the air or by water, or in general, food. Although the risk of an Ebola outbreak in Jamaica is very low, the government is taking the necessary precautions to prevent the disease from spreading to the island.
The prevention of Ebola is an international coordinated effort at this time. And the prevention starts at the countries where there's no an Ebola outbreak.
Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey.
It starts with the screening of travelers leaving that country. It is followed up by the alert from our airport authorities, immigration, etc., and our public health nurses at our facilities.
Countries where the virus has been confirmed include Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Senegal, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Just recently, the first imported case of the Ebola virus was diagnosed in the USA.
I want to categorically state that at this time, we have no suspected case of Ebola in the country. We are not investigating a suspected case, and we have no reason to consider that anyone in the country at this time is suspected of having Ebola.
Dr. Harvey says persons traveling from countries with an outbreak will be monitored for a period to check for symptoms of the virus. Systems are in place at Jamaica's various ports of entry to identify and isolate persons suspected of carrying the Ebola virus.
Jamaica has a surveillance system in place, and if it was to arrive in Jamaica, we would have been able to identify the person quickly, isolate. We have special isolation facilities in place for these kinds of illnesses, and we would isolate and manage accordingly.
Dr. Harvey says he's confident that Jamaica's surveillance systems can quickly identify and manage treatment for individuals suspected of entering Jamaica with the disease. In addition, all major hospitals have identified isolation spaces, and a specially built isolation facility already exists in Kingston. Dr. Harvey says sensitization briefings have been undertaken for all senior members of the island's medical teams. Discussions and joint meetings have also been held with other CARICOM countries and partners such as Pan American Health Organization, PAHO. There is no vaccine or specific treatment for Ebola, and up to 50% of persons who get the disease die. Symptoms of the virus include fever, headache, joint and muscle aches, sore throat and weakness, followed by diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach pain. Skin rash, red eyes, and internal and external bleeding may be seen in some patients. Bearing in mind the Jamaican saying, prevention better than cure, here are a few tips on reducing your chance of an Ebola infection. Wash hands frequently or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Avoid contact with blood or body fluids of any person, particularly someone who is sick with Ebola. Do not handle items that may have come in contact with an infected person's blood or body fluids. Do not touch the body of someone who has died from Ebola. Seek medical care immediately if you develop a high fever and any of the other following symptoms: headache, muscle pain, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, or unexplained bruising or bleeding. Do not travel anywhere else besides a healthcare facility. Just to recap, although the risk of an Ebola outbreak in Jamaica is very low, the government is taking the necessary precautions to prevent the disease from spreading to the island.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.